This next story is rooted in what happened 40 years ago, when the capital of what was South Vietnam, Saigon, fell to the communist North and ended America's involvement there. For some South Vietnamese, it meant a rush for the exit and a new life in the U.S. That's what happened to the sister and brother we're about to hear from, Tu Thuy Truong and Si Truong. Si was 8 and Tu Thuy was 13 at the time. They arrived at a refugee camp in Arkansas before settling in California. Here's Tu Thuy.
It was a long journey flying, and we were in the military camp, and there was these barrels of cold water with floating red, delicious apples. Oh, wow, you know, we're finally landed in the U.S., and the U.S. is plenty of fruits, and somehow that made a big impression for me. And later on, when we start living in Berkeley, California, and staying in a small apartment, and even though life wasn't that luxurious, it was our little home, and those were my favorite moments in the early days in the U.S.
I remember going BART at one time, BART, which is the rapid transit here in the Bay Area, and understanding the fact that as we go in between, say, Oakland and San Francisco, it actually goes underneath the bay.
Mm-hmm.
So my imagined greatness of this new world was, you know, we'll be in a tunnel that we can look out to the ocean and can see the fish swimming and everything. But the reality was, it was, you know, dark. And,
yeah.
But still, every little thing for me was a new experience of something radically different than what we had growing up in Vietnam. At that time, I didn't see any value being a child of holding on to this culture of ours that I saw as the past. And the only way to move forward and progress in this new world was to fully immerse and fully become an American. I almost wanted to erase that part for some reason. But what I found was it was actually a cool thing to be different.
I remember we got kicked out of our apartment because we're too noisy. We're on the second floor, right? So how are we going to find another apartment? And we're new to the country and all that. So with Mom, the one thing she says was, we survived going from Vietnam to America with nothing. We can survive anywhere. So that's the one thing I take to heart. Anytime when we're in hardship, if we survive and lost nothing, we don't have anything except the clothes on our back. And we got where we are today. We can survive again.
Tu Thuy Truong talking with her brother Si Truong. Their story comes to us through a collaboration between StoryCorps and PBS's American Experience. You can hear more stories from Vietnamese American refugees gathered by StoryCorps. We've got a link at PRI.org. And stick around for another Vietnamese refugee story. Later on The World, I speak with Mickey Nguyen, whose family made a miraculous escape from Saigon in a commandeered Chinook helicopter.